And I guess American Idol wasn't my title. It's my time to shine. It's my time to shine. It's my time. Yeah, the pre-roll song. We're going to get right to that pre-roll song. But for some reason, when I was trying to set it up, just recently uploaded it to the system. And what did you know? I had trouble finding it. So we're going to play that pre-roll song right now for you. It's Sky Cat, who started out on America's Got Talent as a kid rapper, who's kind of doing this whole MKG thing with the song Breakup Song. And I'd like to dedicate this to my ex-girlfriend, Danielle. Here you go. It's Breakup Song. Breakup Song by Sky Cats. And like I said before, I'm dedicating that to my ex-girlfriend, Danielle. You know, sometimes the ex gotta get a dedication song too. And that one's all for you, Danielle. But I'm on to bigger, better things. Although the ex still manages to creep in. It's like, but we're still friends. And like, I feel like one of those like Wayne's Bros moments. It's like, I am mental. I'm like, seriously. but this is just one American Idol's rant. You know, we have lives outside of this. So we have a really cool show. I'm not sure if our co-host for today is going to be able to make it into the show tonight or not. She lives out in Texas. I gave her the guest call-in number, but just let me explain to you why we're qualified to give you this, to be presenting this review show to you. Between me and my co-host for these American Idol review shows, from the OG American Idol judges, Randy, Simon, and Paula, collectively, Randy Jackson said no and called us delusional. Paula Abdul commended us on our outstanding ability to dance and sing at the same time. And Simon Cowell said that we sounded like a legend. So take that how you want, and if you average that out, we're going to Hollywood. Even though I'm coming already from Hollywood. So it's going to be an interesting one. So here we go. Let me get my notes, because my co-host hasn't called in, and there's a chance that she might, but not. But I want to save the surprise of who it is, because this is a real cool one. But I don't want to ruin the surprise, because we're both very qualified to do this. And she and my co-host had a very memorable audition as well. She had a few memorable auditions, actually. I mean, so, and throughout the show, we'll also share some inside stories of our experiences going on to shows like this, you know, while reviewing the current season. How it's going to work is a week after each airing of American Idol, we're going to review the previous week's episode. This gives us time, you know, to watch it, you know, really digest it and figure out what we want to talk about. So let me get my handy dandy notebook. I am getting my notebook because it's very fun. But since it's just me live on the air, I did do a stand-up routine based off my experience. And because I think the dumbest thing that someone can say to someone in an American Idol audition room is, "Are you kidding me?" Because, you know, if I was kidding someone, I was a fan of Weird Al Yankovic. I do parodies. You know, something like Justin Bieber meets Jerry Springer. "I know you fucked him. I know you did. You came inside him. I know you did. Jerry. Yeah. Yeah, clearly the pay-per-view uncensored version. Or I could keep it in the American Idol family, embrace my southern roots, swing over banjo over my shoulders, play a little and go right into Gummy Ham is supposed to bring me no airs. But I'm about as serious about music as I am sex, and I love me some sex. I got clear and from Skippa to do these next set of jokes, so it's all good. Besides, I name dropped so many of her songs in this. So I got this music partner, Skippa. Speaking of being about as serious about music as I am sex. And we're getting ready to rehearse for a show, and yeah, she a lesbian and now, but you know, old habits die hard, and you gotta understand, she's got songs like Ultra Freak, Fuck Time, Porn, Music, The Orgy. So she says for this show, she wants to do one of her songs. And I'm like, what? Cool. What song you want to do? She gets all giddy and excited. She's like, eat me out, eat me out, eat me out. So I drop to my knees. I walk in close. I look her in the eyes and I said, okay, but after this, you got to let me know what song you want to do. All right, so I got my notes ready. So let's see. What do we have for these notes? All right. What do we have for these notes? And see, this is right the one of those moments where I wish I did have a co-host, because what am I supposed to do? Play a breakup song and dedicate it to Danielle some more? And let's see, do I have anything but American Idol contestant? Let's see. Do I have like Kelly Clarkson on deck? I mean, she was the first idol. Yes, I do. I have Kelly Clarkson with The Trouble with Love Is. When we'll be right back with that American Idol review right after this. Right after these lovely notes from Miss Kelly Clarkson. It's Kelly Clarkson with The Trouble with Love Is coming to you live on Big Stats American Idol Review Show on Radio MSFP. Doesn't roll this diamond ring. That was Kelly Clarkson with The Trouble With Love Is. And what the trouble with my soundboard is right now is if I was to play a Kelly Clarkson song, and if we were to go by what happened in that first episode, we should have been playing A Moment Like This, because for the 20th year of American Idol, they started out the show with sort of this, with tying in their regular This Is American Idol, with taking it back to the OG winner of American Idol, Miss Kelly Clarkson, from her debut single, A Moment Like This, where they had sampled words to pull out the entire lyrics. They even, apparently somewhere down the line, someone in the season actually sings the song, but we don't know when that is in the season, because they just gave a clip of it. They didn't even tell us the girl's name, but boy, was she incredible. So I can't wait to hear when we get that show, and I can talk to you more about that one. But the first contestant that they were highlighting was a guy by the name of Noah Thompson. Now, he's a construction worker, from that southern town. Kind of reminds me like a male version of Pink Fairy. For those of you who knew who Pink Fairy is, so Noah Thompson, he's a construction worker. He got signed up for the show by his friend Arthur. Y'all gotta watch it. This package, it is hysterical. Now, Arthur's the type of guy who, he didn't audition, but he got his friend to audition. But he practically was auditioning to be Noah Thompson's manager, and the judges saw that, so both Noah Thompson got a yes, and Arthur got a yes to be his manager. So Arthur, it sounds like you might have stumbled your way into a new job as well. So two construction workers got a new job. One got one singing on American Idol, and the other one got one being his manager. Next, we had Normandy. Normandy came in looking like some sort of anime kids show character, and just blew the judges away, because she had like this loud, she had this like childlike voice that, you know, Katy Perry was expecting her to sing some like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. She had like this little kitty voice like this. But then she came in and sang Proud Mary, and she's like, well, that's a good job in the city. And she blew the judges away and got three yeses and was incredible. Also really entertaining to watch, you know. I mean, she even had a carrot purse. And the carrot purse didn't even have anything in it. And I think she had some sort of creature shoe Crocs on, was dressed all in pink. Like I'm saying, a walking kid show character, you know, come to life. And she was advanced to Hollywood. Next was Tyler Allen, who sang a Whitney Houston song that he dedicated to his nephew, Noah, who passed away as an infant with his mother in a car crash. The judges were moved by his performance, and he got advanced also to Hollywood. Next came in Matty Gladwell, and Matty Gladwell was pretty much in, Matty Gladwell's mama, I should say, was pretty much in love with Lou with Brian. Here's the thing, though, that I noticed, because Maddie Gladwell sang in her preview package before she went into the judges, and she was probably better off in the preview package, so, yeah, and as much as the mama loved Luke Bryan, Maddie Gladwell liked Katy Perry, and when it all came down to it, they gave her a no, or should we say a no for now. And then came a series of mixed votes that advanced to Hollywood. You know, they always throw in a bunch of random clips. You know, you don't really get the names, but they all advanced to Hollywood. Next one was Grace Franklin. Yes, Grace Franklin, as in the granddaughter of the Queen of Soul herself, Aretha Franklin, graced the stage. You know, and I say it like that because she came in singing Killing Me Softly. And personally, I think she killed it. And speaking of things that killed, my phone just died, or in the middle of giving you notes, so I gotta break out the iPad. So we're gonna take a brief intermission, and I wish I had some Aretha Franklin on here right now. I wish my co-host would call in, because this would be a good time to tell a nice story. But we do have another former contestant of American Idol with our next song while we gear up from this technical difficulty. This is David Archuleta with Crush. That was Generation Red. It was crushed. And I'm just crushed that that happened in the middle of me reviewing Aretha Franklin's grandbaby. Aretha Franklin, wherever you are, I want to apologize to you for that happening. Those technical difficulties happening while reviewing your grandbaby, because you are the queen of soul and your family deserves a hell of a lot of respect. So, but you know who is being extra hard on your grandbaby? Is Mr. Lionel Richie and Mr. Luke Bryan. They, you know, and personally, I don't even get it because the season before they let Kellyanne Conway's daughter on, and I think Grace Franklin was even better than Kellyanne Conway's daughter, but I guess when you're the daughter of two politicians from two different political parties, that makes for better TV than the granddaughter of Aretha Franklin, which now, yeah, I get it. Aretha Franklin's the is the mother of soul. So to try to compare Grace Franklin to her, that's like if you were to try to find out that Paris Jackson is a musician, which she is, and you're expecting her to come up with this poppy dance song and moonwalk on stage. No, Paris Jackson is her own artist with her own style. The same thing can be said about Miss Grace Franklin. And the only judge in that room that was not trying to view her through the lens of, oh, you're Aretha Franklin's granddaughter, so you have to be this huge powerhouse vocal. The only one who could understand her artistry and the artist that she could be, it was Katy Perry. And she was pissed when she found out that Katy Perry was pissed when she found out she was the only judge willing to give her a yes. And quite frankly, I don't blame her. I mean, Katy Perry said that she believed that Grace Franklin had stardust and sparkle all over. And I would agree. Katy Perry, I'm on your side. They y'all let one slip through the crack. But, you know, they do sometimes do wild cards on these shows. So fingers crossed Grace Franklin is a wild card because she deserves her spot on this show. And they effed the hell up on that one. Big time. Next was Hunter Girl. Hunter Girl! Pow, 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 pow. All right. Hunter. So Luke compared her to Miranda Lambert. The judges gave her the golden ticket. And was prepared to send her off to Hollywood. But let me digress from that, because what I forgot to mention at the beginning of the episode is there was also for the 20th year, the silver ticket. Or not the silver, the platinum ticket. So if you got the platinum ticket, you pretty much can bypass the first week of Hollywood rounds. So later with Hunter Girl, after watching after seeing some more auditioners that we'll talk about in a moment. Luke had arranged for Hunter Girl to do perform a set, you know, with musical instruments and everything at his bar, and there were cameras there, but, you know, watching her do her thing live, and the judges walked in and surprised her, took back the golden ticket, which might sound sad, but they exchanged it for the platinum ticket. So Hunter Girl is probably destined for top 12. Hunter Girl! Pa-pow! Next was Cole Hellman. He came in with a guitar, and they were feeling his performance. Oh, were they feeling his performance. They invited his sister and mother in, and Katie asked if, you know, because they found out, you know, he sings with his sister, and his sister's got, you know, his special needs, so Katie asked if he would sing again with his sister, and they did, and they were probably feeling the second song that he did with his sister more than the first one. And he was advanced to Hollywood, and no one was more excited about him being advanced to Hollywood than his little sister. Oh, what a precious moment. And speaking of precious moments, so there's this babysitter by the name of Delaney, and the mother of the kid, okay, she secretly recorded this woman, Delaney, singing part of your world from Little Mermaid to her daughter. And then spoke to the babysitter and said, hey, can I post this? And, you know, because the babysitter, you know, was always real hesitant about singing one of those, you know, but then she saw it and like, okay. And then the video went viral. So they decided to capitalize off this viral video and audition for American Idol. And to no surprise, Delaney sang and got three yeses from the judges, which leads us to Taylor Figgins. And he sang an original song to promote activism in the area of Black Lives Matter. You know, and it was really moving. You know, I think I saw the judges actually tear up I've never seen from an original song judges tear up, but I think all the judges teared up in the song. And I mean, they didn't even have much to say, if I remember correctly. I think they just gave him the golden ticket and three yeses. I'm excited to watch over tonight's episode of American Idol. I have a recording. And I think the big thing that's going to start trending is hashtag, because this hashtag is funny. This is real funny, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. So, let me go to the Twitter and tell you what hashtag set by Katy Perry. is going to be trending because Katy Perry was singing this, apparently, on tonight's episode of American Idol, which I still haven't watched, but I got the alert and thought this was hysterical. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. I'm scrolling through American Idol's Twitter, although I responded to it, so maybe if I go to my own page, because I did pin it to my page, because this was hysterical. Because for Disney, because this was pretty bold, because American Idol is now technically a Disney show because it's on ABC now. But even if it was on Fox, Disney bought Fox, so it'd still be considered a Disney show. And what is trending right now? Wit is, hold on, let me search Katy Perry's page, and she's the one who said it. Because I want to make sure I give this hashtag its proper dues. And what I do think is cool about this season is Katy Perry's back to being, for most of this show, a brunette. And, you know, that's how we first got to really know Katy Perry was as a brunette, although technically that's Katy Perry, not Katie Hudson, because Katy Perry had an album before she was Katy Perry, when she was Katie Hudson, because she used to, because some people don't know Katy Perry used to be a gospel singer. She went from being a gospel singer to singing the gospels of kissing a girl and liking it. So, that's what's going on with Katy Perry. And I'm going to keep trying to find this, because otherwise I'll save the hashtag. Let me see if I can find it on my page. Hold on. Just keep on waiting. All right. So the hashtag that Katy Perry most likely will get trending after this week's show is hashtag fuck the calories. You heard me correct. Hashtag fuck the calories. Alright. Yeah, speaking of calories, and I'm going to sign out of this show so I can put some calories in my belly because I haven't had dinner yet. So we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace! Big Stats. And I'm out. Da 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 da.